We also have two awesome spotlights this month. The first is with Abe Healy, a Hanover High School student who belongs to Cub Scout Troop 45, and for his Eagle project designed and placed American flag drop-off points at several different locations around town where you can properly dispose of an old or damaged American flag. I sat down with Abe to talk about why he was inspired for that project, and we learn a little bit more about another super bright Hanover Ute, as Joe Pesci might say. Abe has a lot of really interesting ideas to share with us, and I think you'll find the conversation pretty cool. All right, everybody. So my name is Alex Torpy, town manager, and I am here with Abe. You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Abe Healy. I'm a resident. I've been a resident of Hanover for about almost 4 years now. I'm a scout, and I've been currently working on my Eagle project.
So you reached out about the project that you're working on. I thought it was pretty cool. Could you tell us a little bit about the project?
So in my time living in Hanover, I've had a lot of people have the problem of having tattered American flags and not knowing what to do with them. So I took inspiration from some very similar projects that I've seen and built boxes that I placed in three different locations. For people to be able to put their tattered flags so that I or someone else in my scout troop can take them and retire them.
And part of the whole thing with flags, which I'm sure you know, and maybe some people that are listening know, is there's a lot of rules around how you're supposed to treat them, right? And the idea is you're really not supposed to take them and just throw them in the trash. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
And so these three locations you've set up where people can retire the flags, where if people are looking for them, where are they?
They are at the Hanover Co-op on Park Street, the Co-op on Lime Road, and the Howe Library.
Nice. And so how did you do the projects? I mean, did you have to reach out to those different places and see if they would allow you to put one there? Like, walk us through a little bit about what you had to do to get that all done.
So I had to email the different places, and they then gave me permission. And after building them, which is one of the things with the Eagle Project, is work days. So I had the work days to where myself and other people in my troop built the boxes, and then we drove them to the three different locations after we knew they had given us permission to put them there.
Nice. And yeah, that's great. And so, and those are up there currently?
Yes.
Great. Cool. And what did you kind of feel? I mean, what do you, I know we talked about it a little bit, but like having completed this, how do you feel? Like, this sounds like this is something that you can sort of give back to the community a little bit, like give people the chance to do this. How does that make you feel, getting to finish a project that people are going to find helpful?
Well, I mean, I feel proud of it. I put, like, the work in, and yeah. I'm glad that it worked out. And
you built the boxes yourself?
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Along with help with members of my troop, Troop 45.
Nice. Very cool. And you've been in the Scouts for a while, it sounds like.
Yeah, since first grade.
Awesome. So that's pretty cool. Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us. And then we were just talking a little bit, too, that you love English and history. And we were talking about some good books that you had just read. So there were a couple of those that you mentioned. And I'm a big sci-fi nerd. So I'm curious. What do you want to share what some of those good ones were?
I just finished reading 1984. And before that, I was reading Fahrenheit 451. Both books about dystopias, I think both of them are really good. 1984 is definitely the more, like, depressing of the two, because it ends with him, like, giving up his, like, any form of, like, fighting chance against the society, whilst Fahrenheit 451 ends on more of a hopeful note, with the main character being, having escaped the society and working with others to try and bring books back.
And do you see any, like, parallels between what they were talking about in the books and things that are happening in our world today?
Some things, yeah. Media censorship is definitely a thing to some extent. And a lot of people like to say, like, destroy this because I don't agree with it. And that's a common theme in Fahrenheit 451, which is why books became illegal in that world.
Right. Yeah, and as you think about the kind of information that we share on the internet, or especially now, you know, the sort of public spaces that a lot of us use are owned by private companies. And so they can, and we've seen this over the years, right, is different rules in place about who can say what.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, and so is this something, like, were these books assigned in school? Did you pick them yourself? Like, how did you come to them?
I take a sci-fi class at Hanover High School.
Oh.
And we were given, for the first book, everyone in the class read Fahrenheit 451. For the second book, we were given the option between something Ember. I don't know what
it's called now. Okay.
House of Ember, or something like that it was called, and 1984, which I picked.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a classic.
Yeah. It's definitely like one of the most famous books of all time, I'd argue.
Yeah, I think so. And relevant, because you read these things. I mean, part of what I love reading and watching sci-fi, and actually last year I started writing my own science fiction book. And like part of, I don't know if you share a similar thought, but part of what I enjoy about them is that they're really different but really similar at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's sort of like you're reading and you're like, oh, this is so crazy. But then you're like, wait, actually, it's kind of exactly like the world.
The thing with science fiction is it's like based off some real world concepts taken to their logical extreme, I guess.
Right, right. Very cool. Well, I appreciate all the work that you and the other scouts do, and I appreciate your reaching out. And so what were those three locations again, if people want to find a spot where you can now retire a flag properly?
The Hanover Co-op on Park Street, the Co-op on Lime Road, and the Howe Library.
Awesome. Well, Abe, thank you for sharing that with us, and yeah, keep up the good work helping the community.
Thank you for having me.
Sure.
Thank you for joining us for the special Spotlight episode, where we talk to a staff person, a volunteer, or a community member about the great work that they're doing. If you want to find all of the Hanover Happenings episodes, you can search for Hanover Happenings in your favorite podcast app or head to hanoverhappenings.com. You can find all the latest information and updates about what we're working on in town and how you can get more involved at hanovernh.org.
And thank you so much for listening and engaging. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. And again, if you want any more information or any more detail about the select board meetings or my report, you can always find all that at hanovernh.org.